Now I will explain the main concepts behind the operation of a nuclear power plant. And real quick, take note that that's pronounced nuclear, not nuclear. Even though America has had several presidents that can't pronounce it correctly, it doesn't really matter how the president pronounces it. It's properly pronounced nuclear, and you can see that in the spelling there, nuclear. So, nuclear power plant. Draw this on the page here. Draw a building down here. Shaped something like this, usually has a domed roof. And this building has thick walls, and they're thick concrete walls because that helps keep radiation from leaking through them. And this building is full of water. And I'll go ahead and label this. The water is called the primary coolant. And it's a coolant because it keeps things cool, and it literally keeps everything in there from melting, the primary coolant. And inside here is the reactor core. C-O-R-E. And I'll come up here at the top and just draw a little picture of what's going on in the reactor core. Inside the reactor core, there are these little pieces of uranium, maybe sticks of uranium the size of pencils or smaller. They're fairly small. And uranium is radioactive, which means that it decays spontaneously. Every now and then, a little uranium atom will just go and disappear, or parts of it will disappear. Some of the mass literally disappears and becomes energy. And that's what it means to be radioactive. The mass is changing from matter into energy, and it's emitting radiation. The energy is emitted as heat and light of various frequencies, and it's dangerous radiation.